Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For this week's edition of Tall Stories, we head to the Netherlands. In South Amsterdam, there's a prison that was designed as a humane centre when it opened in 1978, but in recent years, it's taken on a new life to house people who are free to come and go. Avanisha Rainey explains.
In a large patch of green below one of six looming grey towers, a group of young boys holler at each other as they play an energetic game of football. A few metres away, two women in hijabs walk arm in arm into a squat building covered in a brightly coloured mural, waving to a group of men locking up their bicycles nearby. This is the Bijlmerbuyers Asylum Centre in South Amsterdam, home to around 600 men and women from around the world, hoping to start a new life in the safety of the Netherlands. The place hums with activity, and there's a relaxed feeling in the air. But it wasn't always this way. In fact, until last summer, the Bijlmerbuyers was a prison, and one of the most famous in the Netherlands. Designed in the liberal spirit of the 70s as a humane prison, when it opened in 1978, the windows had no bars. Prisoners could wear their own clothes, and some were actually given the keys to their cells. Rooms had a bed, desk, chair, wardrobe, sink and a toilet, and a TV could be hired at extra expense. The idea was for it to feel as little like prison as possible, with a swimming pool and cafe even planned at one point, although never realised. When Dutch musician Herman Brood played a gig there in its opening year, he called the complex very nice, highly recommended. It was built to replace six smaller prisons across the city, and the six 12-storey towers that give the site its distinctive silhouette were named after them. They're all linked by a 260-metre-long covered corridor that runs right down the middle of the complex and is known as the Kalverstraat, the name of Amsterdam's main shopping street. But the prison's liberal ideology couldn't keep pace with the growing number of escapes and the increasingly hardened criminals coming to the Bijlmerbuyers. When seven men escaped in one go in the early 90s, bars were finally installed on the windows, and attitudes became much stricter. In the last few years, however, a fall in prisoners and a need for prime city real estate has meant that the Netherlands has closed and repurposed 20 or so prisons, including the Bijlmerbuyers. The final 75 prisoners left the building last summer, and within 2 months, the bars were back off the windows and the doors were thrown open once again, this time to people who were free to come and go as they pleased. And that's not all. On the far side of the prison is its former entrance building, a low-rise structure centred around an enormous sun-filled courtyard. Now, instead of vans delivering criminals and guards arriving for their shifts, the space is filled with hipsters, startups, and art projects, part of a new cultural hub called Lola Lick. Lola is an organisation that finds creative uses for vacant spaces in Amsterdam, while Lick is local slang for both a prison and a lick of paint. Lola Lick's aim is to provide refugees in the adjoining asylum centre and elsewhere in the city with opportunities to learn new skills, find work and build their networks in order to integrate as quickly as possible. The result is a cacophony of initiatives enticed by the low rents and pro-migrant philosophy. There's a hotel, a hammam, a restaurant, a museum, a boxing gym, a catering company and much, much more. All of it involving refugees in some way. Unfortunately, none of this is permanent. Next month, one of five consortiums of companies will be chosen to take over this 7.5-hectare site, which comes with a minimum price tag of 60 million euros, thanks to its choice position in the fast-developing Riverside Amstel Kwartier neighbourhood. all six of the towers will likely be pulled down to make way for a variety of much-needed housing, plus parks, canals, and a secondary school. And with that, the Belmabayas' extraordinary experimental history will be gone, but not forgotten.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Venetia Rainey for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.